Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there is an occurrence in the Republican Party that, in my view, is as momentous as a split in politics in the 1930s in the United States. 1930s, the Republican Party had gotten ossified. That means it became bone-like. In other words, that means it hardened to the point where it couldn't address current emergencies, which were the Depression and the onset of World War II. And not only did they oppose everything, Social Security, the New Deal, everything else, but they also were isolationists, and they opposed American intervention to do anything to stop Hitler, to do anything to stop Japan, to do anything to stop anything, unless it was right at our borders. And what they did not understand, is that it's an American interest to make sure that any conflicts are as far away from us as possible. Example now would be Ukraine instead of right on the Canadian border. In other words, stop sadism, stop genocide, stop Nazism, stop fascism, stop the Russian mafia as far away as possible, and involving allies to the extent possible, and involving fighters from other countries defending themselves with our support to the extent possible. Because the alternative is that American GIs have to go in and get killed. And there's a moral component. There's a moral component to stopping Nazism and fascism and the Russian mafia. But besides the moral component, there's a self-interest component. And the ossified Republican Party in the 1930s didn't understand that. There is an element, again, in the Republican Party that doesn't understand that. And there is a split in the Republican Party right now, reminiscent of the 1930s. And believe it or not, Moscow Mitch, that toad from Kentucky, is somehow rising to the occasion to fight the isolationist wing of his own party. What do I mean by that? He is now taking on the isolationist wing over Ukraine aid. Over Ukraine aid. President Biden has proposed a bill that's a little under $40 billion, 39 point something billion dollars in military and humanitarian aid in Ukraine. It's the best and smartest money that we could spend. Stop the Ruskies. I used to call them commie Ruskies. They're now Russian mafia Ruskies. They just changed their name, like Facebook is Meta. It's still Facebook. The Ruskies, they call themselves the Russian mafia now. No, they're still commies. They're still doing the same thing. They are brutal, murderous, genocidal sadists. When the Ukraine bill, I'll call it the $40 billion bill, it's actually 39, I think, 0.6 or 8 billion, went to the House, the isolationist wing mustered 57 Republicans to vote against it, including Tom Tiffany from Northern Wisconsin. Believe it or not. In the Senate, you had Rand Paul just stick up his pinky and say, I want to delay this, which there any one of these 100 senators can delay anything, even defending the United States. Even if there's an attack on the United States directly, he could delay it if he were bribed or if he sympathized with the other side. That's got to stop. If there are senators who think there should be more debate, it should require more of a quorum. Maybe not a complete quorum, maybe 25 senators or 33 senators, but not one. You can get to one. Foreign powers can get to one. Somebody got to Rand Paul. All that meant was he could delay it a week. In the 19th century, he could have delayed it forever. So he delays it a week, and they had a vote yesterday to say, should they even vote on it? This is the stuff they do. Should they even vote on it? And it passed with all the Democrats, but 11 Republican senators voted not even to consider it. And this is the isolationist wing. And worse, there are a number of people running for the Senate as Republicans who are liable to be the nominees in swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, who oppose it. J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, flat out opposed and attacked McConnell, Mitch McConnell. Kathy Barnett, she is now surging to be the front runner in the primary being held today in Pennsylvania. She may end up beating Mehmet Oz. Who's Mehmet Oz? You know him as Dr. Oz. He's bad news. And David McCormick, the hedge fund manager, he's bad news too. So is she. They're all bad news. And she came out and not only attacked the aid package, she attacked McConnell for even going to Kyiv to talk to Zelensky and support him. And Adam Laxalt in Nevada, who's running against Cortez Mastro, our Democratic incumbent, attacked it too. And he's the son of, you say Laxalt, what's Laxalt? L-A-X-A-L-T. Well, his father was governor out there. It's a well-known name. In any event, if these three clowns ever got in, J.D. Vance is running against Tim Ryan. Kathy Barnett, if she wins, is going to be running against John Fetterman, probably. He's ahead in the polls on our side. But he just had a stroke over the weekend. The guy's a 6'8" or 6'9". I like the guy. He had a stroke, poor guy. He has to calm down a little bit, get over it. And Cortez Mastro is an incumbent in Nevada. We got to get these seats. These three clowns, and I never thought I would say this. I mean, I've been calling him Moscow Mitch for a long time, but that marvelous little Moscow Mitch at least is standing up to the isolationist wing of his party. You can't have isolationism. The minute you have that, the commie Ruskies, now the Russian mafia Ruskies, will just go into Eastern Europe. Europe can't hold off. I mean, the only nuclear weapons in Europe are in France and in UK. The UK, the Labour Party has proposed getting rid of them. And in France, you have so many parties and so many squabbles. It's the United States Russia's afraid of. These people in the Republican Party do not know history. They have forgotten that we were all resolutely anti-communist and anti-Russia. Not because we dislike the Russian people, but we dislike genocide, sadism, and fraud. Is that too much to ask? Why don't you start conducting yourselves other than by sadism, genocide, and fraud? How about that? Even Republicans oppose the Ruskies. Ronald Reagan opposed the Ruskies. Yes, Truman, JFK were magnificent, but even Nixon opposed the Ruskies, for Pete's sake. Even George H.W. Bush, obviously Clinton, even George W. Bush. These isolationists are the intellectual descendants of the isolationists of the 1930s. They don't know their own party. They don't know history. They've got to be stopped. These three clowns, Vance, Barnett, and Laxalt, have got to be stopped. You cannot turn over our government to isolationists. Go to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's your mind today? Mark of the Sack.
Of course, they're kind of echoing old Henry Ford, who said all history is bunk, if I remember the line right. But earlier, what got me thinking earlier here is that you were talking about education, and that Thomas Jefferson, for all his faults, as I've said before, was a real proponent of public education, of higher public education, because the purpose of the education was to produce good citizens, was to produce informed citizens. And Republicans apparently do not want that, because Walker wanted it to change, just put little cogs, you know, for business, you know, that the little workers, which, you know, that reducing people down to serfdom, if you take the Republican extreme, you know, that what they seem to want is that there'll be a ruling class and the rest of us will be resource fighting for whatever scraps fall off the table, which seems what they want sometimes. I mean, it is just deeply disturbing that they're doing this, but they just hate, they don't want to support freedom in Ukraine. I mean, that they want, apparently they are comfortable with authoritarianism. I mean, I saw that the phrase yesterday, what hegemonic masculinity, or that, where they want the strong man. They want, you know, that men to be real men, you know, and that's, you know, that, and yeah, I could delve into
you're
that.
You're making some great points. I want to address them. We got to go to a break. Sam's calling me to a break. I'm going to address what you had to say, some very profound issues, and I'm going to give you a quote from Bismarck as a very little tasty treat. In any event, we're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after you.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him.